Say if you're talking about somebody else who's still sleeping, you mind you don't want him to, you might say, so and so is still sleeping, you better go.
Wake him up.
This verb, somebody has some medicine on their bedside table, mother comes in and say, why didn't you
take your medicine?
He said, I already
took it.
And if he's done it several times, you say he's
taken it.
Somebody who has trouble hearing, you say he's just about stoned.
Deaf.
And if you've been working out in hot sun all day, you might come in and take off your shirt and wring it out and say, well, look how I
sweated.
Okay. These places that some people get on their skin, that's kind of a lump with a core in it, you call that a
rising.
Yeah. Anything else? You have a B?
Pump.
Or?
Ball.
Yeah. That's all the same?
Yeah, sir.
What about that white stuff? You call that?
Pus.
Yeah. And if you get a blister on your hand, that stuff, that liquid that forms underneath it, what do you call that?
Water.
Yeah. Say if a bee stings in your hand will probably
swell.
Did it yesterday and it
swell.
And it has.
Swollen.
If somebody gets accidentally shot or stabbed, you take them to the doctor so the doctor can treat the
wound.
You ever heard of anything called proud flesh? Not familiar with that? Okay. What about something you could put on a cut to prevent infection? Kind of a brown colored liquid.
Iodine?
Yeah. And stuff that people used to take for malaria, real bitter. A powder, white powder. Begins with a Q. Q-U-I-N-I-N-E.
Queenie?
Quinine, you ever heard of that? That's the name of that? Okay. Somebody who shot and didn't recover, you'd say so-and-so.
Time?
Yeah. You ever heard any other way of putting that, if you didn't want to come out and say, well, I'm sorry to hear that your husband died.
Passed away?
Yeah. What about a joking term? I'm glad the old so-and-so found it.
Kicked the bucket?
Thing you say is that? Croaked?
Yeah, croaked.
Okay. So talking about somebody who died, you might say, well, he's been dead a week now, and nobody's yet figured out what he
died from.
The place where people are buried, you call that a
graveyard?
Anything else?
Cemetery.
Yeah. What about one that's just for the family? Maybe it's out in the country somewhere, not a small place? What about the box that you put the person in? That's the
casket.
Yeah. And the ceremony, so you're going to so-and-so's
funeral.
What about people who were at a funeral dressed all in black, you say they're in
mourning.
Talk about if somebody asks you just on an average day, well, how you doing? You know, talk about asking about your health. What might you say?
Fine.
Okay. Say if somebody's troubled, you might say, oh, it's all right, just don't
worry about it.
A disease that attacks some people's joints, makes them stiff and aching, you say they've got
arthritis.
Heard it called anything else? Rheumatism?
Yes, for rheumatism.
Is that the same as far as you know?
I guess so.
Okay. You ever heard of a disease that used to, children used to die from it because they'd get their throats would swell up and they wouldn't be able to breathe.
Not scurvy.
No.
Diphtheria?
Yeah, okay. And a disease that would make your skin and eyeballs turn yellow. Call that.
Don't
you ever heard of, you call them jaundice or yellow jaundice?